This is AgriPulse Daybreak West from Monday, May 1st, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. California bans diesel trucks. Julie Sue's second replacement gets green light. And more comments for plant-based milk guidance. California bans diesel truck sales. The Air Resources Board on Friday approved a sweeping regulation requiring all medium and heavy-duty trucks sold in 2036 and thereafter to incorporate zero-emission engines. Companies with truck fleets of 50 or more must convert all those vehicles to zero emissions by 2042. The agency passed a regulation in 2020 requiring half of all heavy-duty trucks sold in the state to be ZEV by 2035. But Governor Newsom, incensed by the unprecedented and destructive 2020 wildfire season, ordered Carr back to the drawing board to make this regulation and others more aggressive and to put California back in the national lead for clean energy mandates. CARB's board members agreed the new Advanced Clean Fleets rule would be considerably more disruptive than its ban on gas-powered passenger vehicles. The technology and costs are still evolving for zero-emission long-haul trucks, and uncertainty lingers over how quickly the state's energy grid operators can ramp up the electricity supply in time while rapidly installing high-powered chargers throughout the state. The ruling affects 1.8 million trucks operating in California. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. California to approve Julie Sue's second replacement. Julie Sue left her post as California Labor Secretary in 2021, that to serve as U.S. Deputy Secretary of Labor. She's been waiting Senate confirmation for Secretary since February. Natalie Pagliaugai eventually filled the leadership vacuum in California, but abruptly resigned in December under uncertain circumstances. Newsom then tapped the Labor Undersecretary, Stuart Knox, to take over. Last week, a state Senate committee approved the nomination, setting it up for a final floor vote likely to come this week. During the hearing, Knox described how he grew up at a ranch with his grandmother, who had no high school education, but understood the need to acquire valuable skills. He worked with the community college district in the 1990s to upskill agriculture workers in Colusa County and did the same with the timber industry. At the labor agency, Knox has helped farm workers improve their jobs and understand their rights. Last week, he traveled to Fresno to work on emerging job opportunities in ag tech and said the state needs to support local agriculture communities rather than taking a top-down approach. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robble AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FDA grants more time to comment on plant-based milk guidance. The Food and Drug Administration is giving the public an additional 3 months to comment on draft guidance for plant-based milk. In a Federal Register notice today, FDA said it was acting in response to requests for an extension. Numerous groups sought more time, including the Good Food Institute, International Dairy Foods Association, and the Plant-Based Food Association. PBFA said in a letter that although consumer research used to develop the proposed guidance has been summarized, neither the reports nor the underlying research on which the FDA relies have been made publicly available. USDA details animal confinement regs. An analysis from the USDA's Economic Research Service shows 14 states have passed policies that affect pork, veal, and eggs. That since 2002. According to ERS, bans on sow gestation crates, they'll be in place in 10 states and affect 6% of U.S. hogs by 2026. Regulation on egg production will cover at least 16% of U.S. operations by the same year. 8 states prohibit veal crates, but those are no longer the industry standard anyway, the report says. The study says cage-free egg production increased from 12.9% in the industry in 2017 to 24% by the end of 2021. Some of the state laws, including California's Proposition 12, bar sales of products, no matter where they're produced, that don't meet the state's regulations. A Supreme Court ruling on Prop 12 that's due out soon could have far-reaching impact on state regulations. House approves precision agriculture measure. The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would require the Federal Communications Commission to determine what satellite rule changes could be made to promote precision agriculture. The bill, dubbed the Precision Agriculture Satellite Connectivity Act, passed the chamber 409-11, now heads to the Senate. Now take note, the bill would also require the FCC to consult with a task force looking at ways to assess and advance broadband internet on unserved agricultural land, that according to the Congressional Research Service bill summary. NPPC lauds Philippines' push for FTA with the U.S. The National Pork Producers Council says it was very pleased to hear Philippine Trade Secretary Alfredo Pascual say the country is pushing for a free trade agreement with the U.S., even though the U.S. is unlikely to agree. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai met with Pascual during her recent trip to the Philippines. The USTR, in its briefing on the meeting, did not mention Pascual's urging for an FTA. But the Manila Times reports that Pascual, speaking to local reporters after the meeting, said, quote, "We had a discussion on this and we understand where she's coming from, but it cannot prevent us from further pushing. The important thing is we're not closing the door to formalizing trade relations between the Philippines and the United States." Finally, here's today's She Said It. SB 375 will support California employers and growers throughout the state. At Natalie Collins, president of the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, hailing the committee's passage of a bill to provide employers financial relief from the cost of compliance with new COVID-19 workplace safety standards. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, May 1st, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.